There's the Tour de France, there's Wimbledon in England, and then, of course, for the last 20 years, there's the Apple Duathlon in the small central Minnesota city of Sartell. When the two-sport event of Run Bike Run took hold in the mid-90s, it was called a biathlon. But as the duathlon's organizer, Daryl Stevens, says, people found the name confusing.
The Olympic Committee said, you can't use the word biathlon again. That's what it used to be. And that's because biathlon traditionally over many, many years has been the ski rifle shoot event. And you've all seen that in the Olympics. So we had to change it, and duathlon's kind of a mouthful. And that's what they came up with.
57-year-old Daryl Stevens has been organizing the yearly duathlon event for the past 18 years. This year, the event takes on increased importance since it's a national qualifying event. Duathletes who win in Sartell will go on to the World Duathlon Championships. On this early morning at the Sartell Middle School track, the birds are chirping, the grass in the center field is dewy, the air is fresh, and the temperature is just right for Daryl Stevens and about 10 other runners to start timing trials. Stevens and his wife Pam train 6 days a week, running or biking every day, sometimes doing both events each day. Pam, who's won several duathlon events, says it's a sport not just for the young.
What I really like is a change of events, both running and biking, and just not the steady pounding of running. I like the going from one event to the other. It's rather challenging.
The race starts with a 6.2-mile run, then switches to a 26-mile bike ride, and then back to a 3.1-mile run. Duathlons require strength, endurance, and a strong mindset to make it to the finish line. Though duathletes come from many walks of life, professionals over 35 years old seem to be particularly attracted to the sport. 42-year-old Tony Schiller will be up for the race from Chanhassen. He's competed in hundreds of duathlons and competed in last year's world competition. He says younger people may not be as attracted to duathlons because it requires a fair amount of what he calls intestinal fortitude.
I don't know if it's our MTV culture and the remote control world and the microwave world, but it seems like a lot of the younger people that have come forth, perhaps they haven't had the same physical challenges in their life that maybe more of the challenges have become intellectual with computers and the internet and everything else. And the idea of going out and sweating for 3 hours, not high on their priority list.
Schiller also says there's a spiritual component that attracts older athletes.
I think that it's really a wonderful metaphor to life. In a sort of metaphysical way, the event becomes really a condensed version of how we deal with stress and how we deal with challenge in our own lives, and it almost puts ourselves under the magnifying glass, and you begin to see where you turn when you're in trouble and how you handle those stresses.
The event is expected to bring in about $1 million for Sartell and the St. Cloud region. Duathletes will arrive from all over the country. Sartell Mayor Bob Pogacnik says it's going to shine a positive light on the small but growing city.
It's a great event for our community. It's something that's very, a very positive event. It gives us a chance to show people who've never been to Sartell what Sartell is all about and what the community looks like.
Do athletes hope one day their sport will be an Olympic category? But that will take time. Just this year, the triathlon was finally accepted for the 2000 Games in Sydney, Australia. I'm Marissa Helms, Minnesota Public Radio, Collegeville.